With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. An off-duty U.S. Customs and Border Protection officer was shot in a Manhattan park on Saturday by a man living in the U.S. illegally following an apparent robbery gone wrong. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says Miguel Mora, who was charged with shooting the officer, should not have been on the street or in the country.
I spoke about his charges in Massachusetts as well. For kidnapping, he had charges against him for larceny. This individual should have been deported and never been in this country. And that is one of the individuals that should have been prosecuted for his crimes. And then he would have been on our radar and we would have been able to remove him.
He has an extensive criminal past. He was released four times without posting any bail. FBI files on MLK Jr. are released.
The Trump administration has released more than 240,000 pages of documents on the surveillance and assassination of the storied civil rights activist Martin Luther King Jr. The move comes after President Trump said that the release of the documents early in his term would be important for transparency and truth on the part of the entire nation. Though in contrast, and despite concerns from the King family, who said that the King's surveillance and assassination were deeply personal matters for their family and the civil rights movement at large. Included in the documents are hundreds of thousands of pages that have been digitized over the decades, but have been sealed since a 1977 court order ordered that they not be released to the public. The documents include many digital files, pages, and other documents and photos that have been digitized, as well as one MP3 file. Associated Press reporters are currently combing through the documents as we speak to be able to tell what is different or updated from documents that have either been released but redacted or not available to the public over the decades.
SpaceX now targeting today for the launch of two satellites into orbit. This is SRN News. The Trump administration issues guidance on religion.
The Office of Personnel Management is telling all departments that people of faith must be accommodated. An OPM memo says that, quote, all agencies must honor and enforce the Constitution's guarantee of religious liberty and end any form of religious discrimination by the federal government. No federal employee should be forced to choose between their faith and their federal service. Many critics say people of faith had a tough time in the government during the Biden years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslim terrorists are stepping up their attacks on Christians in the Democratic Republic of Congo. International Christian Concern says the main problem is a group called the Allied Democratic Forces, which has been killing and terrorizing believers for years. The ADF is actually based in neighboring Uganda, but lately it's invaded the DRC and it's seeking to destabilize it. Muslim terrorism is a growing problem throughout Africa. This is SRN News. Stocks were mixed as the closing bell sounded on Monday.
Stocks edged up to more records on Wall Street, kicking off a week full of profit updates from big U.S. companies. The S&P 500 rose 0.1% Monday, squeaking past the all-time high it set on Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 19 points. That's less than 0.1%. Gains for several big tech stocks helped the Nasdaq Composite add 0.4% to its record. Verizon helped lead the gains after reporting profits that came in ahead of forecasts. Verizon rose 4%. Other big companies slated to report their results this week include Google parent company Alphabet, Coca-Cola, and Tesla. Seth Sutel, New York.
Southwest Airlines says it will begin assigned seating on January 27th. The Dallas-based carrier announced last summer it was ending its decades-long open seating policy. The airline also revealed Monday new seating options that include extra legroom and preferred seating. More details at srnnews.com.